Yeah, gentlemen, come on forward. All right, hi, thank you both for being here today. So we are on section number five, item number six. Board may review, discuss, and take action on requests from Chewy Inc. to review its delivery model in relation to compliance with the Arizona Veterinary Medical Practice Act and administrative rules. So our understanding was that you were visiting with the pharmacy board over this, and then they so kindly sent it to us for our thoughts and opinions. I'd like, I guess, just let you guys start, and then we can go from there.
Sure, thank you so much. So my name's Luis Lance. I'm outside counsel for Chewy. I'm an attorney with Coles and Brady.
Okay.
I'm Dr. David Tubman. I am on the veterinary services compliance team for Chewy.
Got it.
And you are right. So we're before you today at the Board of Pharmacy's request. So by way of background, Chewy wholesale facility was inspected by a Board of Pharmacy inspector, and they raised concerns with Chewy's delivery model. And they weren't cited or anything, they just raised the concerns. So Chewy proactively went to the Board of Pharmacy to present their model and to make sure that their model was compliant with the Arizona Pharmacy Practice Act and any associated rules, and if it wasn't, to request for a waiver. And the Board of Pharmacy said they wanted to hear from you guys. And so that's why we're here today. I will say that I've reviewed extensively the Arizona Veterinary Medical Practice Act and associated rules, and I found nothing that prohibits Chewy's delivery model. And we did submit some written materials for you guys to review, so I won't get into too much detail about the model, but basically this model involves licensed veterinarians to purchase prescription drug products from Chewy Wholesale. The veterinarian takes title of the purchased product, and instead of delivering the prescription drug products to the veterinarian, it gets delivered to Chewy Pharmacy. Chewy Pharmacy holds the product, and then a veterinarian will see their pet clients, their pet patients, and they will, when appropriate, issue a prescription. They will then ask, you know, the pet parent whether or not they want to participate in this program. In the event that the pet parent agrees to participate in the program, the vet will send the prescription to Chewy Pharmacy and will dispense the vet's inventory. And so the vet pharmacy mails the dispensed product directly to the pet parent's home.
Okay. Is this always always the model that you use, or is this like you could in fact just get your prescription just straight through Chewy, or is it always done in this kind of
just one model.
Okay.
This is completely optional. So
I would opt in as the pet, because I years ago got Chewy pharmacy prescriptions, but I thought it just kind of went there. So this is an opt-in.
Correct. So there's options. So you, as the pet parent, can say, I don't want to participate in this program. Just send my prescription to Chewy.
Okay.
At that point, the vet isn't involved.
And you the participation part is like, does the veterinarian receive some sort of compensation? I mean, what is?
Yeah.
Where,
exactly.
I'm just,
yes,
you know.
So the vet does receive compensation, and the compensation is based solely on the sale of the prescription product.
Okay.
If I write a prescription, you're participating in the program. Does the client give you their credit card number to pay the bill directly then?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
So the delivery, it would be the same whether they went into the program or went through the regular channel. So it would be exactly the same time-wise, everything.
Correct.
So the only advantage is to the veterinarian who's making a profit.
Correct. Just as the veterinarian would make a profit if he or she dispensed the product himself.
Understood.
Okay. Got it.
Dr. Tubman, have
you? I would say, we also have an advantage for the veterinarian to have their support team not having to deal with making all the drugs up, double checking it, getting it to the client, dealing with all the refills. So we can leave that to the pharmacist at Chewy and free up our support teams in our clinics to help the patients, which is what we really want to be doing. So I do think there's an added advantage there.
So in regards to the dispensing fee, then the veterinarian does not charge a dispensing fee, or does?
So Chewy Pharmacy, the veterinarian pays Chewy Pharmacy a dispensing fee for the services rendered.
And then they pass that on. If you dispense a drug in your hospital, there's a charge generally for the dispensing fee.
Right.
If it's done this way, how is that handled? Is the client still get a invoice for a dispensing fee?
I believe so, yes. And then that money is passed on to Chewy Pharmacy.
The dispensing fee for the actual preparation of the medication goes to Chewy?
Correct.
Okay.
And those are fees paid for services rendered. It's for market value.
Right.
So I'm just trying to just kind of wrap my head around and figure it out, because it doesn't seem like it's that complicated, but it kind of does. I see a patient and I diagnose them with an upper respiratory tract infection. I want to start them on doxycycline. I go into my system, I type up the prescription, doxycycline, it prints out as a regular printed prescription, or does it go to you guys directly at that point?
Or? So let's say that you offer the pet parent mm-hmm. the option. You can write a prescription, hand it to the pet parent, they take it to their pharmacy.
Mm-hmm.
If they say, I want to go to another retail pharmacy, mm-hmm. you can call in the prescription. Or if you participate in the program, you can electronically prescribe the medication that ends up at Chewy Pharmacy. They process the prescription.
So I can type it up, send it over.
Correct.
And then at that point, the client's not paying me anything, though, for that prescription, correct? Because, I mean, do I transfer any money to you guys at that point?
No. So what happens is Chewy will collect the total retail sale.
Directly from the client,
okay. Correct. The Chewy Pharmacy will get their dispensing fee. Chewy Wholesale will get their the acquisition cost, and Chewy Inc. They will be paid the services fee for the services that they provide, collection, customer service. That they handle returns, things like that, and then the margin is what the vet will then get paid.
Okay.
So when you get the prescription, the label on it says that it's coming from Chewy Pharmacy?
Correct.
Not just from Dr. Wright? So
correct.
It says Chewy Pharmacy.
Yep.
So if I had an issue with my prescription, it's just handled directly through Chewy. If you guys sent me Skittles in there instead of, then that's something that's not in Dr. Wright's no longer responsible then?
So Chewy dispensed the prescription, so they would be responsible just as any other pharmacy would be.
Okay.
So kind of going back, thank you, that's good questions there, but going back to the model that I was just kind of saying, okay, now I sent you that, and you're talking about where the money goes.
Right.
The only difference between this program and traditional going to Chewy.com and submitting a prescription is that some money goes back to the vet then?
Correct.
Okay. Does the vet dictate the price of the medication, like the doctor
said,
I want to sell it for this much, or
yes,
is it your price?
Yes, they can set any price that they want. They can set it higher than Chewy or lower.
Okay.
So it's completely up to the vet's discretion.
So really the only difference between like taking this prescription to Chewy.com or Target or something is that the vet gets a little bit of money back.
Right. They have title. They have title to the vet.
And so for me, because I'm the non-vet on the board, my incentive to use Chewy, this model, is because I really love Dr. Wright and I want him to, I'm trying to figure out why, I use Costco. So I'm just trying to figure out why I would choose this model per se. Again, I do love my vet and I want to help them, but
Yeah, so some people it's just convenience, right?
Okay.
They just want to have the medication delivered to their doorstep and they don't want to go and have to hassle with another retail pharmacy.
Okay. So, I certainly never want to stand in the way of people's, business endeavors and things like that. And and I'm not an attorney. I have a little bit of hesitation as far as offering any sort of like legal opinion. I don't know if it's even that or you know, approval or
that's
something, you know, to that effect. I don't know.
Well, I guess I'm confused because I know that other systems like this are already in existence and clinics are using them. So like, why has Chewy been picked up to be like, you're doing, like, this is a problem where the other ones have been in existence already for a couple of years?
Yeah, so it basically comes to, I mean, unless you have an opinion.
No, so I...
Because I can kind of talk about
it. I will say we are familiar with others using this model or similar models and vets using it, and I think the reason why we're before you today is because of the Board of Pharmacy. So the inspector raised the issue, Chewy wanted to get ahead of it, and so they voluntarily went to the Board of Pharmacy to make sure that, you know, they had the blessing from the Board of Pharmacy. And of course, the Board of Pharmacy was like, we want to hear from the vet board, so that's why we're here.
Yeah, so, I mean, I think I have enough information personally on what's going on. Oh.
Does the board need to go into the session to receive legal advice?
Yes,
they do. I mean, you guys have questions, I don't.
I think Victoria would like us to, so.
Okay. So make a motion to go into executive session to seek legal advice.
Second. Motion and a second to go into executive session. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, motion passes. Friends, please make sure you take all of your belongings out and step out for a bit. We'll try and be brief. So let's see, we don't have to call her back, right? She can just stay on the phone because Robin's on the phone.
She can just stay on the phone.
Session. Now we have to stop the recording and go again. Oh, not call back.